আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রাহমানির রাহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, firstly we would like to welcome our viewers and listeners of Madani channel to this amazing series called The Early Echo. Yes, we are back once again with another episode of this series, and inshallah azza wa jal, like every other day, today as well inshallah, you will be in our company and we will basically echo the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For today inshallah azza wa jal, we have some special discussions which we are going to be making, something important, as well as a very special guest who is going to be honoring this program, The Early Echo, inshallah. So let us, as usual, as per routine, listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Darood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned in a very beautiful hadith of our Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who recites Darood and Salat upon me, it reaches me. Allahu Akbar, it reaches me. And I then do istighfar for that person, subhanallah. In addition to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that person with 10 virtuous deeds, subhanallah. Not only his darood and salat will reach me, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write in his account 10 virtuous deeds, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings and virtues of reciting darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dur reh kar dam na toot jaye kahin, kaash teba mein ae mere maah mubi, dafn hone ko mil jaye do gaz zami, tum pe har dam karoro durood aur salam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, today our guest in this program is none other than our respected Nigran Sahib. The other part of this is that, alhamdulillah, he is going to be joining us not from South Africa studios, but rather he is in Babul Madina, in the terminology of Dawat Islami, which we call Pakistan, Babul Madina. He is there, inshallah, and he will be joining us in this program all the way from Karachi, Pakistan. We would like to welcome him to this program, The Early Echo. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Aslam bhai, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, Zawajal. Maulana, I hope you're fine. Everything's going well.
Aslam bhai, we are overwhelmed by having you in our program for today, The Early Echo. So I would like to introduce the first segment which our viewers and listeners of Madani channel know very well by now, mashallah, that the first segment is the secrets of earning more rewards, mashallah. So we want the meter of our thawab to continue, and every day we learn a new niyyah and intention so that we can better our lives. Why not? Why should we not do that? Because there are many activities which we normally do on a daily basis, and since we are doing that, such as eating, sleeping, walking, talking, driving, there are certain activities which we cannot live without. We got to do them in order to survive in this world. But if only we could add some extra intentions and niyats to that, Allahu Akbar, the meter of our thawab and reward will continue. And kiraman katibin, the angels who are on our shoulders by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write down in our account the reward for making that intention, subhanallah. So Aslam bhai, I would like for you to basically give the viewers and listeners of Madani channel this khush khabri and glad tidings as to what is the intentions which we are going to be learning in today's segment, inshallah.
As we always mention, you know, the beautiful hadith mubarakah, in which minds and yours and the universal beloved blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that niyyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, intention of a believer is better than his action. MashaAllah azza wa jalla, today we're going to learn some new intentions, as Maulana has mentioned. Of course, we also mention in all our silsilas at the beginning, we give various different intentions for our silsilas. And especially today we're going to discuss, because at the moment as we are seated now, viewers of Madani Channel out there, maybe they are newly wedded, couples out there, maybe they are families out there, they have a need. And some of them are needing for maybe to have children. Maybe they have one or they have two and they're looking for three and number four. Or maybe some of them have zero and they're wishing that one day that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blesses them with many children. So inshallah today we're going to discuss some beautiful intentions about having children. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala bless everybody with pious children, inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make it such that every child, our son, our daughters, become the coolness for our eyes, inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whenever we see them, we always have a smile. There should always be happiness. And subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, happiness is always there when we revolve our life around Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let us listen to some intentions one can make when one has intention of having children. A person can make intention that if Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blesses me with children, inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, a very beautiful intention that I will increase the ummah of the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That is one beautiful intention. Another one can make is that if I am blessed with a child, Allahu Akbar, I will raise him according to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, and subhanallah azza wa jal, I'll make him or her Islamic scholars. That means becoming alim or alima or hafiz or hafiza. So these are some beautiful intentions one can make, mashallah azza wa jalla. And moreover, another beautiful sunnah of the blessed beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when one wants to have children, and if he has the desire to have children, he can also make this intention, inshallah azza wa jalla, that when my child is born, Allahu Akbar, and my child is in my hands, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's special ni'mah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's special gift in the form of a wonderful, beautiful child, mashallah azza wa jal, I will call out the adhan in the right ear, subhanallah azza wa jal, and I will call out the iqamah in the left here, subhanallah azza wa jalla. These are some beautiful, mashallah, beautiful, alhamdulillah, intentions one can make when one has a desire for children. So keep making good intentions, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jalla knows your niyat, Allah tabarak knows your intention, inshallah azza wa jalla. And we're hopeful, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, with the special rahmat and mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give us pious children, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Aslam Bhai, you know, these are some good intentions a person can make, and you have educated us in this regard. I'm sure there are youth out there, there are youngsters out there who intend to get married. I mean, if you know, you should make this dua firstly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with a pious child. Also, from amongst the intentions which our Aslam Bhai had mentioned, you know, these intentions are also there that I will basically, you know, request a pious person to, you know, with his fingers or from his mouth to pass on a dry date or some type of honey from his finger into the mouth of the child. Subhanallah, this is also part of the intentions a person can make. They say actually when a pious person does this by placing his finger into the mouth of the child, by, you know, sweetening the mouth of the child with some honey or some type of a sweet thing, so basically the child will turn out to be good in terms of being pious or of having good nature and akhlaq, subhanallah. Also it is that I will not show displeasure upon the birth of a daughter. This is something which is very important. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with a rahmah in the form of a daughter, then one should not show irritation or displeasure that, you know, why is not a son, why a daughter, it's my first child, I wanted to have a son. But no, rather a person should be happy and show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because girls are rahmah. They have been identified or notified as a rahmah, whereas boys have been called out as ni'mah, as the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who has three daughters and he has brought them up, he have, you know, nourished them, Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said that person will enter Jannah, subhanallah. One person then asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if a person has two daughters? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, even for him. Then another companion had stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about the person who has only one daughter? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, yes, even for that person as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him into Jannah. Providing that you have, you know, gave them good ethics of life, teachings of life, and brought them up in a good way, subhanAllah, giving them good values and then got them married in good homes. So this is the beauty part of having a daughter, and there are many, many, many other more blessings with that. So we should not show the, you know, displeasure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of not showing happiness and gratitude, but rather a person should show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, if I have a son, I will name him Muhammad or Ahmad, subhanallah, in order to receive blessings. I will immediately make my son or daughter a disciple, a murid of a kamil sheikh and peer, subhanallah. These are some intentions, dear brothers in Islam. You know, by keeping the name Muhammad, the ulama and the scholars have written that by the barakah and through the virtues and blessings of keeping or naming your child Muhammad, that house will never ever suffer deprivation. Allahu Akbar. Deprivation in sustenance. You will always have barakah and blessings in your home by naming your child after the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So just don't only keep Muhammad, but rather before the actual name you should keep Muhammad, and with that you should add another name to your child. So Ahmad or Muhammad with another name, subhanallah, with this niyyah and intention that you want to basically earn reward and thawab. Ji Aslam bhai.
Actually, some also, you know, we're talking about displeasure. One should not be displeased when he has a, you know, his wife has given birth to a beautiful baby girl. Likewise, some people are hoping and wishing that they get a boy. And subhanAllah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them the child, and he sees that it's not a boy, but it's a girl. So it works vice versa. Some are hoping that they have a girl, and some are hoping that they have boys. So both ways we should be showing the special, you know, we should be showing the appreciation of the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether it be a boy, or whether it be a girl, or whether it be twins, or whether it be triplets, etc., etc. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends these children to us as a special rahmat, as a special mercy. So both ways, for both parents, those desiring boys or desiring girls, we should always be happy that Allah Ta'ala blessed us with beautiful children.
MashaAllah, Aslam bhai, you know, these are some important things as well. Sometimes people like to, you know, keep names which are very extraordinary. You know, kisi ne suna nahi ab tak. The intention is that I want to keep such a name that people must be shocked. Aapne ye naam kahan se dhunda? Where have you found such a name? And at times that names have no meaning, Aslam bhai. What would you say about this?
Yeah, I think that actually every person, mashallah azza wa jalla, out there that is has intention to have a child or has children and or is going to get children in the future, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, they should keep names according to Islamic names, especially the names of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Sahabiyat, etc., the blessed wives of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. All those nisbats, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, will give them blessings in their life. Also, there's one example I know, a living example in South Africa, that a person had a child after 30 years. It was amazing. After 30 years into his marriage, that he had a child. I was really shocked, you know. It was amazing for me. So that means you never be hopeless on the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Always be hopeful on the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because doctors can check, they won't find any fault. Maybe they go out and check all the specialists, they can't find any faults. But Allah azza wa jal knows why he's sending it late, or why is he giving the child, why is she giving birth late, etc., etc. So have hope on the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will get a child, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the day will come. Maybe it won't be today, maybe it won't be tomorrow, maybe it won't be next week, but someday over there, inshallah azza wa jal, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless you. And as for the names, Maulana, yes, we should be checking on the names of our pious ancestors, inshallah azza wa jal. In our Dawat Islam, we have a very beautiful system, mashallah azza wa jal. When people want to give names to their beloved daughters, or people want to give names to their beloved sons that have just been born, subhanallah azza wa jal, immediately they start to contact their pious. Mashallah, some of them contact their pisabs, some of them contact their imam sabs, some of them contact their pious elders, mashallah azza wa jal. So always look for names which has nisbat. Like you mentioned in the beginning, that if a child is born, we should keep his name Muhammad or Ahmad. Subhanallah azza wa jal, it has a nisbat with the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So if we keep a name, for example, Muhammad Tabriz, Muhammad Aslam, Muhammad Aftab, for example, Muhammad Altaf, Muhammad Mushtaq. So always have a connection with the blessed and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Because why? Already the name of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam means praised again and again. Muhammad, the one who is praised again and again, subhanallah azza wa jal. And not only that, but we have the nisbat of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, or we have the nisbat of the blessed wives of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah azza wa jal. We're going to get blessings all the time, inshallah azza wa jal.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Aslam bhai, for these amazing Madani pearls you had given. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon what we have just learned and heard now, mashallah. Yes, so I think we will close the segment on this point here, that we should not disperse from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always be hopeful that Allah azza wa jal will bless you as well if you don't have awlad and children. Let us now move on and listen to a beautiful kalam which will connect us to Madinatul Munawwara. And that kalam has been recited by our brother Ashfaq Madani Sallamahul Bari, mashallah. A very beautiful naat. Dil se hazar bar Madina tujhe salam. Aiyye pehle ye kalam sunte hain, and thereafter we will resume with our program. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dil se hazar baar Madina tujhe salam, aqa ka tu dayar Madina tujhe salam. Dil se hazar baar پر قربان لالا زار مدینہ تجھے سلام قربان لالا زار مدینہ تجھے سلام تجھے سلام
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. And yes, we are back, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. We are going to move to the next segment, and that segment is revival of sunnah. Yes, revival of sunnah. As I mentioned to you before we listen to the kalam, that we are going to be speaking regarding a sunnah which is very important for every Muslim male and female. And the sunnah, without the sunnah, Allahu Akbar, how can we have children? And that sunnah I'm referring to is the sunnah of getting married. Yes, the sunnah of nikah, the sunnah of performing your nikah, getting yourself married. Subhanallah. So whether you're a male or whether you are a female, we all should basically follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Of course, there are conditions for this, but inshallah, let us go to our Aslam bhai today, inshallah. Ji Aslam bhai, we are discussing the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and today we want to discuss the sunnah which is very important for every baligh Muslim male and female, which is basically the sunnah of getting married. So what can you add to this, Aslam bhai?
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. MashaAllah azza wa jalla, in the life of a Muslim,
Allahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
male or female, MashaAllah azza wa jalla, our life is, we have a complete code of life, MashaAllah azza wa jalla, in the sunnah of the blessed and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So subhanAllah azza wa jalla, any aspect that we look at in our lives, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, we have to look at the lifestyle of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at it, study it, and then from there, copy and paste. And mashallah, azza wa jalla, this is where we get special blessings, special rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because in every sunnah of the blessed Rasul alayhi salam that we follow, mashallah, azza wa jalla, we get blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, special rahmat of Allah azza wa jalla descends upon the persons and personalities that follow the sunnah of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu salam. And today, specifically talking about nikah, mashallah, azza wa jalla, this is also sunnah of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, prophets alayhimu salatu wasalam, from different time to time, mashallah azza wa jalla, they also follow this beautiful sunnah, this beautiful lifestyle, and mashallah azza wa jalla, they also made nikah. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. So we can say it is a sunnah of also Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and mashallah azza wa jalla, it is a sunnah of mine and yours and the universal blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. And also nikah, sunnah, is also a form of worship in every aspect of the blessed life of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam that we follow. Subhanallah azza wa jal, we get blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When you are doing the sunnah, following the sunnah of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu salam, it is a form of worship. And mashallah azza wa jal, it's a means of attaining piety, getting closeness towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And mashallah azza wa jal, the reward of course definitely is the closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the sunnah of the blessed and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is why we always motivate Islamic brothers, and likewise the motivation of Islamic sisters, that there should not be any delay. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there's a methodology, the standard is set by the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Make nikah, mashallah azza wa jal, it is jais, it is permissible, it is lawful, mashallah azza wa jal, as long as we are within the boundaries of Sharia, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us this as a blessing. Blessing is for him and blessing is for her. Subhanallah, when both comes together, mashallah, it is a special rahmat and blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
You know, Aslam bhai, even in this case here as well, things are honestly connected to the person's niyyah and intention. Many a times people make this intention, Islamic brothers may make this intention, abhi main kahan kaam kar raha hu, you know, I don't have a good job, a good salary, I can afford, but rather I would just wait for another few years more to come. Why? Because I want to stand upon my own two feet. Or isi tarah, you know, 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years is gone. The brother is now from 20 years, he's gone to 30 years. He's not married. Why? Because he's still waiting to earn more salary. He wants more increasement, or he wants to buy his own house first. He wants to buy his first car. And thereafter, he wants to get married. It's all upon the intention. There are people who don't have anything in their lives, but the intention is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And merely just by making this niyyah in order to perform the teachings and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Hazrat Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that nikah is from among my sunnah. The one who does not follow the sunnah is not from among me, Allahu Akbar. Or he's not from my path, should I say. So this is adding words to the hadith, but the mafhum of which I've just mentioned, an-nikahu min sunnati, that nikah is from among my sunnah. Subhanallah. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عن سنتي فليس مني او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is how the ulama ikram have narrated or mentioned this hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's upon the niyat of a person that if your niyat is strong, ki mujhe shadi karni hai for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to follow the sunnah of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will see barakah and blessings in your life. Of course, there is attraction involved. There is, background of the male or the female. Vice versa, I'm saying whether the male is looking for a female or the female is in search for a male. Even though these things are there, you got to see beauty, you have to see background, you got to see all of these things in consideration. You got to keep them there. But of course, at the same time, we should not keep the lust involved there. Not only beauty, but deen should also be there. How Islamically he or she Islamically, how much are they involved in the Islam, subhanallah. So these intentions actually bring about the blessings and barakah in one's life or in your marriage. That marriage is always prosperous, the one that has good intentions of having children to increase the ummah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these days, Aslam bhai, the problem that we have, I mean, there are many sunnahs of nikah. Let us complete this aspect and then we move to the next part. Of course, nikah is very simple and easy. People may feel, if our Islamic brothers feel, that it's a very difficult thing to do. No, it's difficult because we have developed this mindset that nikah has to be done in a very huge hall. We have to invite hundreds of people and prepare a 5-course meal. Whereas if you look at the simplicity of Rasulullah ﷺ, how his blessed marriage was, and the marriage of his blessed daughter, Hazrat Sayyidatana Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allahu Akbar. So we will be really amazed and astonished to know that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a simple marriage. Allahu Akbar. But yet we want to basically, our niyat is to show the community, show the town, what the people are going to say. My daughter's wedding has to be the talk of the town. And months preparations are made for this. So our weddings of this day and time is void of these blessings, Aslam bhai. What do you have to say about this?
I think first and foremost, Maulana, in the views of Madani Channel, of course, we have to remove, in my terminology we say gabarat. When people get that gabarat, that we're going to get into this new life with wife, etc., etc. These things are going to happen to us. Those things are going to happen to us. People are looking at examples in the dunya, and they're looking at negative examples. Lots of Islamic brothers that we know, of course, Islamic sisters we hear via, that also they keep their lifespan running for 30 years, 40 years without any nikah, without any marriage, because they have this negativity. The negativity is that I'm not going to get married because of this reason, I'm not going to get married because of that reason, I'm not going to make nikah because of those reasons. So everybody has a reason. Actually, the main thing is fear. They have to remove gabrat out of the heart, they have to remove fear out of the heart, because there's a special blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in nikah. And subhanallah wa jalla, if people start to look at these examples on the negative side of it, subhanallah, there are thousands, if not thousands, there are millions of examples out there where subhanallah, people saw blessful marriages, mashallah, marriages full of barakah, full of blessings of the special rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So don't look on the negative side of things, always look at the positive, because when you speak to Islamic brothers, they say, but you see my cousin, you see my uncle, you see my sister, you see my brother, you see my... They're all looking at the examples of negativity, but nobody starts looking to the examples of positivity. Yes, definitely, before you start, check the matches. Is there a match, proper match, that you're matching in sense of, the mentality-wise, the Islamic values, mashallah, is she namazi, am I namazi, is she alima, am I alim, is she hafiz, I'm hafiz. Look at all the matches and see, she loves... Mashallah, deen, I love deen. She loves reading, mashallah, more books about deen. I love also reading books about deen. We love Dawud Islami, she loves Dawud Islami. I love Ala Hazrat, she loves Ala Hazrat. Rahmatullahi ta'ala. So these are some similarities we have to start looking at. And inshallah, if we see in the beginning that we put the similarities together, inshallah, tabarak, we are hopeful that remove gabrat. Take this gabrification, gabrified, feeling out of your body, and start looking at the positive side of things. Because the more you start looking things in a positive side, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will get success and your problems will be solved. And inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla will give you a pious husband. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give you, inshallah azza wa jalla, a pious wife, inshallah azza wa jalla, that will remind you of Bibi Fatima Tazara radiallahu ta'ala anha, inshallah azza wa jalla, that when you see her, you become the coolness for her eyes. And when she sees you, you become the coolness for her eyes. So these are some things that, Views of Madani Channel, we have to check, inshallah azza wa jalla. And please, don't look towards the negative side of things. Start looking towards the positive, because now you're reaching 30. You're watching the show, we know. that you passed the 30 mark. Not only 30, you're watching the show, but some of you already passed the 40 mark. Some of us heading for 50, and we haven't got married yet. Come on, guys. Girls, wake up before it's too late. Get married now, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Now is the time, whilst you're breathing the name of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, engulf your life with this beautiful sunnah of the blessed Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam, mashallah, azawajal, and perform this beautiful sunnah of nikah.
Mashallah, mashallah, Aslam bhai. A very electrifying nasiha and advice you had given, Aslam bhai. And may we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to have children, I would say halal children as well, legitimate children. Because without the sunnah, every second that you spend with a female, which is haram for you to see in terms of there's no relationship there at all, and you are building a relationship with a na-mahram. So what will happen is that it will only earn you azab and punishment. A person will lose the barakah and the blessings he has in his life to have a sinful relationship of this nature, sitting, talking, eating, vice versa, spending time, going to the hotels, watching, going to cinemas, astaghfirullah. So every second and every moment, one side namaz, roza, and all these things are being happening. On the other hand, in your free time, you are spending time like this. You should make the intention, and especially this advice is for the parents out there, that do not only wait for your son or for your daughter's consent in this regard. If they are baligh and they are willing to get married, so don't wait for accumulating all that wealth together and for calling 300, 400 people or 1,000 people. No, the reason why we have lost the blessings is because, besides what Aslam bhai had mentioned about hope, I also agree with that. But on the other hand, we should see that why has the barakah left our lives? Why there's no blessings in our nikah and our marriages? Millions and millions of pounds and rands are being spent, but the marriage only lasts for 1 month. The marriages only last for a week at times. In South Africa, there was a marriage that only lasted for 1 day. Perhaps in your country as well, it's possible. Why? Because the brother or the host of that wedding will travel kilometers, miles away to find one toothpick that can match the tablecloth of that hall. Allahu Akbar. Now you consider and you think for yourself, the tablecloth has to be like this, the crockery has to be like that, the hall decor has to be like this. We've got a certain criteria and a certain match we have developed within ourselves without, buying getting a very expensive vehicle for the groom or for the bride, without making sure that there's a 5-course meal available for our guests. Making sure that, the bride and the groom going to go to another country to celebrate their wedding ceremony. Allahu Akbar. I don't want to use certain terminologies, but I'm sure you understand. The barakah and the blessings have gone. Because why? We are in debts ourselves. We have qarza. Qarza sar ke upar pada hua hai. Lekan hum hall ki peeche bhaag rahe. The hall has to be like this. The decor has to be like that. The theme has to be like this. The matching colors have to be like that. And then thousands of rands are spent. Namaz is missed. Allahu Akbar. So many other things take place. How are you going to see barakah and blessings in such a marriage? If you want to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, get your children married in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst being simple as possible. Ji Aslam bhai, what do you have to say about what have just been mentioned now?
Once I was invited for nikah, and it was rich families. And during the nikah, alhamdulillah, everything went well. MashaAllah, the imam sahab performed the nikah and everything was done well. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden in the hall, there was an argument. An argument between who? The boy's father and the girl's father. So much so that obscene languages were passed across each other. Backbiting, swearing, tail-bearing, so many things were happening, right? At the hall, things were happening. So much so that eventually, they just got nikah, boy and girl just got nikah. And the same evening, they got divorced. Why? Because of the fight between father and father-in-law. Of likewise, father from Allah, the boy's side and father from the girl's side. So these are the things, because the marriage is happening at the moment. We are looking for excuses to dissolve the marriages, but actually not. You should be looking for excuses to put them together, because it's a beautiful and blessed sunnah of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, because of lavishness of extravagance in your nikahs, in your weddings, this is what it leads to. It leads to a lot of damages in your marriages. So please try to simplify your marriages, try to simplify your nikahs, all your food and arrangements. If you try to simplify it, inshallah, as simple as possible. Of course, as simple as possible. And inshallah, according to your capability, your capacity, mashallah, you do your nikah, you do your arrangements, inshallah, but don't be extravagant. So much so that I know Not only that, Mohammed Tabriz, we saw helicopters landing.
Yeah.
Helicopters landing in there, you know. Boy is coming with the helicopter, and the next minute the girl is coming with helicopters, and you know, all of a sudden we got a, you know, helicopter pad there, and things are happening, and it's some heavy stuff. But guys, you know what?
Aslam bhai, is very true. In fact, Aslam bhai, as you have just mentioned now, that some brothers, you know, to pull in the hall with their bride, Allahu Akbar. You know, the first guna and the sin is happening that they both are walking the aisle together without the nikah being performed as yet. The first problem is that. Secondly, is that even if the nikah is performed and when they're entering, sometimes they would go and take account. Ab shadi ho chuki hai. They are beginning their life, and they are beginning their life with accounts on their heads, whereas they have to pay the debts for that wedding itself. And they would work for the next 5, 7 years, 10 years to come to pay those debts, because they have taken loans from different banks or from people, and they are going to be paying interest involved in that. It's so many different types of, you know, headaches that's related to all of these things here. But if only, you know, whether we come from a rich family or whether we come from a medium or a poor family, we make this mindset that, you know what, it's not about money. It's all about following what our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us.
Actually, yes, Molana, they're definitely, especially when you're talking about loans and you're talking about, all these type of things. This leads to extravagance. People are doing these type of things, taking loans and, want to make their weddings extravagant, because one thought is in their mind, what are the people going to think? The only one thought, what are people going to think if my wedding is not in the standard? What are people going to think if my cars are not up to the standard for the wedding? What are people going to think if the wedding dresses are not in the standard? What are people going to think if the food is not in the standard? What are people going to think if the juices and cold drinks are not up to a standard? So people are looking for standard. People are thinking what people are going to think about me and my family. So in order to do that, people start to take loans. People start to go out to, taking bank loans and interest loans and all type. First and foremost, we're taking the wedding, taking the burden on the shoulder without the blessings, because we're taking loans. We're taking loans. We keep on taking loans and loans to ensure that our weddings are reached up to that standard. And people will be proud to tell you. They will be proud to tell you that, you know what, Aslam bhai, you know, my wedding costed me 500,000 pounds, or my wedding costed me 1 million rand, or $100,000, etc., etc. So many people we fed, so many dishes we had, 10 course meals, etc., etc. People are looking towards extravagance, and when you realize it, that they're living on loans. Everybody's living on loans. This is where the major problem is. If we're looking for the special rahmat and blessing of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, don't think what the people are going to think. Think about what my Allah and my beloved Rasulullah is going to think.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Aslam bhai. And this also causes ostentation, you know, showing off, look at what I have done. It causes riyakari, and the cause to many evils are involved in that, because of having those extravagant weddings. However, inshallah, dear brothers in Islam, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Marhaba, Alhamdulillah. Let us move to the next part of this program and recite Kalam together, inshallah. And thereafter, we will move on to the last segment of this program. We have just few minutes remaining. Please stay tuned to Madani Channel. And inshallah, Azzawajal, we will be back with the last segment, and that is the inspirational echo. So what's going to be inspiring for today, we're going to learn that after listening to this naat. And the kalam is so beautiful, it really basically means that we should leave the fikr and the thoughts of this world, and we should worry about Madinatul Munawwara. Let us worry about going to Madinatul Munawwara. Let's worry about loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us be more concerned about following the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than worrying and concerning about the materialistic dunya, which will come to an end. Subhanallah, the poet says, Chhod fikr duniya ki, chal madine chalte hai. Chhod fikr duniya ki, chhod fikr duniya ki. چل مدینے چلتے ہیں مصطفیٰ غلاموں کی قسمت بدلتے ہیں مصطفیٰ غلاموں کی قسمت بدلتے ہیں چھوڑ فکر دنیا کی اے کاش کوئی
چل تجھ کو مدینے میں، چل 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 تجھ کو مدینے میں، مصطفیٰ بلاتے ہیں، چھوڑ فکر دنیا کی، چل مدینے چلتے ہیں، صرف ساری دنیا تیبہ کی گلیاں ہیں، جس جگہ پہ مجھ جیسے کھوٹ سکے چلتے ہیں، چھوڑ فکر دنیا کی، چل مدینے چلتے ہیں، مصطفیٰ غلاموں کی قسمتیں بدلتے ہیں.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. اسلم بھائی، الحمدللہ، ٹائم ہیز کم ناؤ وی ڈسکس سم امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹس ریلیٹڈ ٹو دا سیگمنٹ وچ از کالڈ Inspirational Echo. In this segment, we, alhamdulillah, discuss inspiring incidents, inspiring stories, mashallah, which will inspire the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. So, if I basically could request Aslam Bhai, inshallah, what beautiful Madani pools you have to inspire the viewers and listeners of Madani channel today, inshallah.
Ji, inshallah, let me discuss one story I heard from an alim, mashallah azwajal. He said, once a person had an old pair of shoe. And when the shoe became old, he threw the shoe into the dump yard.
Yes, number.
And when he threw the shoe into the dump yard, the shoe started to speak. Yes, shoe can also speak. By the permission of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, anything can speak. And the shoe says, oh man, today you found me useless, and you're throwing me into the dump yard. Oh man, let me tell you something. That when it was raining, I took the water onto my body, but I protected your feet. When it was raining, I took the stones onto my body,
Allah,
but I protected your feet.
Allah, Allah.
Oh man, when you walked on the thorns, I took the thorns onto my chest, but I protected your feet. Oh man, let me tell you something. For what purpose I have been created, I have fulfilled my rights. The shoe is talking. And if you have not fulfilled the rights of what you have been created for, then I, the shoe, am better than you. The same shoe. You know the shoe that we leave outside the masjid, we say, napak, dirty shoe. It, you know, shoe can't do anything else. Its job is to protect our feet. So alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, shoe gives us an example. Shoe gives us an example. It fulfills the rights of what it has been created for.
Allah
protects our feet. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, are we fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala and His blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam for the purpose of what we have been created? It's a question for you and a question for me. You think about it and I think about it. And inshallah Ta'ala, we hopefully with this narration inshallah azawajal, we'll be inspired inshallah azawajal, to do that what Allah azawajal, and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam wants from us inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aslam bhai, mashallah, you always come up with these inspiring stories and waqiyas, especially about the shoe. Imagine the shoe speaks out. The shoe has no zaban, has no tongue, has no eyes, has no mind. But the lesson that's learned from this, you know, the moral and the lesson that we learn from this story is that if we had to compare ourselves to the shoe, then where do we stand, Aslam bhai? Allahu Akbar. If you really see realistically, the shoe, it takes the rain upon its chest. It takes the thorns upon its chest. Allahu Akbar. It protects our feet. It saves us from different types of calamities and problems, from blisters developing under our feet because of the heat, etc., etc. And when it's old, we throw it away. But realistically speaking, Aslam bhai, the shoe had fulfilled its purpose for what it has been made. If it breaks in between, we still go to the shoemaker and we repair our shoes or sandals, whatever the case may be. But you know, even we have a maqsad and a purpose of being created, and yet we have forgotten the maqsad, Aslam bhai.
I said the days of repairs are over now. We take the shoe, we throw it away, and we buy a new shoe. Most of the time we're looking for new shoe, but shoe, it fulfills its rights. That's what the main point is. What when Alim tells us about this, the main point is for us to understand the message behind is this, Allah, that it fulfills its right. And today our message is, of course, about nikah. Fulfill your right and perform the nikah of the sunnah of the Blessed Rasul Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I think that should be our message, Maulana.
Beshak, Aslam bhai, mashallah. This is the way moving forward. We should, there's so many things, mashallah, that were discussed in this program, the early echo. Of course, this is the main nasiha and advice we should learn. Make an intention today, right now. Nothing happens tomorrow. What you are doing right now, you should be in hope that Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, gives you the next day to see. But make your niyat now that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I want to get married and I will perform the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to save myself from committing, you know, more sins and gunas. I will save myself from committing those sins and I will earn reward and sawab by making this intention. But alhamdulillah, in this inspirational echo, we need some type of encouragement. We need some type of motivation. Subhanallah. Let us learn from the stories of the pious Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Aslam bhai, there's a very beautiful waqiyah in order to earn blessings and sawab. And you know, this is something which is very motivational. From amongst the qisas and the stories of the Qur'an Pak, this one famous story about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which has been mentioned, you know, when he asked, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. When he asked, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, how do you restore life? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, don't you believe in this? I'm just giving the mafhum basically and the summary of these ayahs and verses. So he alayhi salatu wa salam said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, I do believe in that, of course, but I just want to see it for my own satisfaction, for the satisfaction of my heart, for the tranquility of my heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded him to take four birds and he slaughtered them according to the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He even minced the meat with the meat and the bone, everything was minced up. And then he placed them on different parts of different mountains surrounding him. In different parts of the mountains around him, he placed those meat of the birds. And as per the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after, you know, he grew them up, he nourished them, he fed them, he took care of them, and after slaughtering them, placing them on different mountains, when he called to them by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama have mentioned in the commentary of these verses, subhanallah, that they joined the bones, they all combined together, and those birds came running to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam while chopping and finding their food and their risk on the ground. Allahu Akbar. So Aslam bhai, alhamdulillah, this was the inspiration that I wanted to give the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Any concluding words from your side, Aslam bhai, before we come or before we conclude or terminate this program for today?
Poet says it very beautifully. Na dunya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se, tasalli dil ko hoti hai, khuda ko yaad karne se. Not the dunya,
Allah Allah.
Not the wealth, not your family,
hi,
not your home, will give you satisfaction of your heart. If you really need satisfaction of your heart, remember your Lord, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. My message to the viewers of Madani channel, especially our mothers and sisters out there, many of them will be watching, brothers, please follow the beautiful sunnah of the blessed and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and encourage your children, your daughters, your sons, to make nikah. Not extravagant nikah, beautiful, simplified nikah, according to the sharia, according to the sunnah of the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It is a beginning. When we start the nikah, we don't want punishment. We don't need adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We don't need bare barakati. We need blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So start it, study it, check the booklets of Amir al-Sunnah, speak to ulama ikram, speak to muballigin, that how can we do this nikah of my beloved daughter, of my beloved son, my nephew, my niece, according to sharia, according to sunnah of the blessed Rasul alayhi salam, so that we get blessings from the time we recite the agreement of nikah, when khutbah is being recited, and as soon as we accept, subhanallah azawajal, that she is in my nikah, mashallah, from that time, inshallah azawajal, only blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will descend upon that person. So calculate everything properly, inshallah azawajal, and try to get the full blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the performance of nikah according to sunnah of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aslam bhai, shukran, barakallah, may Allah azza wa jal grant you barakah and blessings for joining us in this program, The Early Echo. We really thank you, and we also make dua that you return safely back to South Africa. MashaAllah, you went on a very good cause to Babul Madina, and we request you for UAE Musafir. So do make dua and supplicate for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, Alhamdulillah, we have come to an end with this program, The Early Echo. We will come back with the same program, same time, same place on your Madini Channel. So keep watching Madini Channel. We say shukran to the viewers and listeners of Madini Channel. So please convey this message to others as well. Today you have learned in the segment of the secrets of earning more reward as to what intentions one can make to have children. We also learn about the sunnahs of marriage, subhanallah, the importance of getting married. Rather, we enhance on this more because the sunnahs of marriage is there, mashallah, to give dowry, to have your witness, to listen to the khutbah, to get married in the masjid, Allahu Akbar, and to provide for your wife, I mean nanu nafqa, which is compulsory for a person when he gets married. So these are the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But aside from that, the importance of getting married, and there are much more, many other points, but for now this was sufficient. We're hoping that inshallah this had made an impact in your life, and you have basically strengthened your intention and your niyyah that you wish. If you were planning next year, don't waste time, do it as soon as possible, because it's all upon your intentions. If your intention is for prosperity, if your niyyah is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam, what you will achieve next year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it to you at this time. If only you can make a pure intention for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to save yourself from any other gunas and sins which can be possibly being committed. And we come to an end with this program. For now, let us leave and depart with the missionary statement of Da'wati Islami, as we always say before the end of every program, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.